Senate will please come back to order. We have messages from the House.
March the 6th, 2015, from the House of Representatives, message number 512, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate File 57, School Facilities Appropriations. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 48, noes 9, excused 3. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. From the House of Representatives, message number 513, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate File 145, Hospital Uncompensated Care. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 42, noes 15, excused 3. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. March the 6th, 2015, from the House of Representatives, message number 514, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate File 146, Spending Policy Amendments. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bills listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 49, noes 8, excused 3. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Signed of enrolled acts. Senate Enrolled Act number 89.
Senate Enrolled Act number 89, being original Senate File 57, and act relating to school facility projects.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act 89 being original Senate File 57. I've so signed. Enrolled Act number 90.
House Enrolled Act number 90 being original Senate File 145. And act relating to public health.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 90, being the original Senate File 145. So signed. Senate Enrolled Act 91.
Senate Enrolled Act number 91, being original Senate File 146, and act relating to the administration of government.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 91, being original Senate File 146. I have so signed. That being my bill, we're ready to go home. That clears the desk. Let me check with the clerk and make sure we're ready. You ready? Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, I wasn't sure we'd ever get here, but here we are. Mr. President, I move that bills currently pending before this body in the 63rd Wyoming State Legislature General Session not be carried over to any future legislative sessions.
Minority Floor Leader Rothfuss.
Thank you, Mr. President, for my one and only speaking role of this script. Mr. President, I second the motion of the Majority Floor Leader.
You've heard the motion.
Hey!
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. By your vote, the motion has passed the Senate. Majority Floor Leader Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that the House of Representatives be informed that the Senate of the 63rd Wyoming State Legislature General Session has completed its business, and by the way, very well, and is ready to adjourn.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion's carried. I direct the Senate Chief Clerk, Ellen Thompson, to inform the House of Representatives that the Senate of the 63rd Wyoming State Legislature General Session is ready to adjourn. Mr. Majority Floor Leader Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that the Committee of Two be appointed to inform the Governor that the Senate has completed its business and is ready to adjourn, and to escort His Excellency the Governor and the First Lady to the Senate.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion is carried. Senator Pappas and Senator Hastert, please inform the Governor and the Senate that the Senate has completed its business and is ready to adjourn, and escort His Excellency the Governor, Matthew H. Meade, and the First Lady to the Senate chamber. The Senate will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel.
Hey! I think there's no turning back now. Whoops.